The Lord be with you.
Good
morning and welcome to Grace Lutheran Church. Today we celebrate Reformation Sunday and we are happy that you are here with us this morning. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of Jesus, amen. There are things in life that we think will last forever. Maybe it's a tool, maybe it's your house, maybe it is some sort of monument, the pyramids, the mountains, something that you have seen or that you possess that you think is going to last forever. When I bought my first car back in the mid-90s, I paid for it in cash. It was a lovely beat-up Volkswagen Jetta. And I told my dad, "I'm going to drive this car for the rest of my life. It's going to last me. It's a Volkswagen." 2 years later, it caught on fire. I no longer have that car. There are those things in life that we think we're going to last our lifetime, that we can pass down from generation to generation, that will never fade away. But our Lord certainly says, "Do not put your trust in the things of this world where moth and rust will destroy." Today is Reformation Day. But today is not about being Lutheran or some sort of German heritage or anything else. It is about that one thing that will last into eternity, the gospel. John writes about this today in the book of Revelation. "Then I saw another angel directly overhead with an eternal gospel," he says. "And this gospel was to proclaim to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people." Think about those words for a moment that John wrote down in Revelation. That is what the Reformation, that's what Luther was all about. It's not about Luther today. It's not about chest-pumping each other with the fact that we like our bratwurst and our German sauerkraut and our Book of Concord. It is all about the eternal gospel. It's not even about the fact that tomorrow marks the 499th anniversary. Next year is the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. It is about the eternal gospel. The gospel that is for every nation, tribe, language, and people. When Luther nailed the 95 Theses on the castle church door in 1517, he didn't even know about a place called Grass Valley, California. He didn't even think the world would ever enter into the 21st century. He himself thought that the world was going to end with all the chaos, corruption, and everything else happening around him. But that eternal gospel that he proclaimed, that was proclaimed before him, is happening here and now at this place. The gospel is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Talk about something that lasts us a lifetime, your sin and my sin. Something that you cannot flee from and get away from. Something that stands before you day and night and by God's law condemns you in God's sight. That is why the gospel is eternal. It goes beyond all sin, death, and even the devil. It is his eternal love for you. Think about that for just a moment. What we have heard here today has been passed down through a very long line of patriarchs, prophets, saints, fathers, and martyrs. Adam hears the promise of the gospel in Genesis 3:15, where after they had fallen into sin, God says, "I will send to you my seed to destroy the devil." Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were promised the gospel so that their eyes would see a true home for God's chosen people. Moses and Israel heard this gospel so that they would be delivered from slavery in Egypt. Just as the beginning of all things with David and Solomon, they hear the gospel as well because they knew that their kingdoms would foreshadow the eternal kingdom of God. To God's people in exile, the gospel was proclaimed to them through the prophets, that they might know that they were not forgotten and that God's loving discipline would only last for a short time. And then the gospel comes to earth. So we'll be celebrating in less than 2 months. The babe of Bethlehem is the gospel enfleshed for us and for the life of the world. God's promise, his eternal promise, made flesh in Jesus. God with us, Emmanuel dwelling with us. And that word made flesh speaks to you this day, just as he did over 2,000 years ago. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. For Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and through his payment on the cross for sin, we are burdened no more by all of the wretched sin that keeps bothering us and that we keep getting tangled up in this life. Sure, it's still there. Sure, you struggle with it day in and day out, but that is why we confess over and over and we go back to our baptism, confessing our sins so that God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. You have this Son of God today for you this day. He is the good shepherd who leads you through the valley of the shadow of death. He is the one who is uniquely qualified to do all of these things for you. Because he himself has passed through the valley of the shadow of death and has come out of the tomb resurrected in glory. He is the strong man who has come and has bound Satan up, stripping him of his power and demolishing his stronghold, and you now no longer need to fear him anymore. He is the Son of God who has come today and proclaims that you are free and that you are now declared children of God. And that gospel is here even at this place, in this town, with you, his people, in this 21st century where everything is just going woo upside down in the world, proclaimed so that God may continue to call his people and build his church. Right here, by his word, built by the one, built by Christ himself. The church is not built by us. It's not even built by missionaries who came before us. It's not even built by the apostles and others who've gone before us. It is built by Christ. Christ, who would proclaim the gospel through the apostles, who would proclaim before governors and kings and were not ashamed. Christ proclaimed through the martyrs, as we heard about last week, who through their shed blood would continue on the work of the church. Christ proclaimed through the early church, through Luther, through the early settlers here in this country, through here today in the work that we've been given to do today. Christ in us, Christ for us, the eternal gospel has shone upon you this day. In the midst of your fears, your doubts, your sins, in the midst of your questions and your wonderings, in the midst of your despair, even in the midst of your rebellion against God and against one another, even in the midst of utter rejection of this gospel, one little word can fell all of this, Luther says. One little word from God. You are forgiven. All is forgiven. All is now loved and merciful in God's sight. But not only in the times of trouble and distress, the eternal gospel also comes to you in times of prosperity. When we lack troubles, when we lack despair, when everything seems to be going simply okay, we tend to lose track of this gospel. But that is why he continues to remind us that we all have sinned and all have fallen short of his glory. And he resurrects this idea in us day in and day out that we need him for everything. And that is why his gospel is eternal. And the Lord who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ, says Paul. That is where the eternity keeps on going, where we who have died with him will rise with him, where we who have gone on before others in the faith, or even who see this ending day, will be reunited with him who was crucified before the foundations of the world, who was lifted up so that all men may be drawn to himself, who has given you the forgiveness and the freedom in his Son, so that you may stand on the last day and sing, "All glory be to God on high." So you need not wonder about whether or not this gospel will last, or whether even the church will last. Despite even our own questions, maybe our fears, our doubts, despite even our own building needing a new roof and other uncertainties in the future, if Jesus Christ himself says that the gates of hell will not prevail over his church, then we can face anything in the eternal gospel. For the Son has set you free. And if you are free by the Son, you are free indeed. To Christ alone be all the glory, now and forever. Amen.